Negative contact in Sheboygan County, Bob.
WRZP 544, I do indeed, sir. Good afternoon.
I went and ordered that Waxon KG1000 Plus.
Roger that. Good pricing, but well, the specs on the things, I really appreciate it. And as I said, I've had nothing but great things to say about it. So roger that. I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. Programming is very straightforward, as well as any of your settings within the radio itself. It's quite user-friendly and straightforward.
In my situation, I have four Waxon dual-band radios that I've been using over the years. I've had problems with them, no problems with programming them. Everything, like you said, is pretty straightforward. But I figured I'll just stick with something I already know, so that's why I ordered it. And you can turn it into a repeater with another radio. I have a real high interest in doing that.
Roger that. I'm involved in as you know, I'm 100% disabled veteran. I'm involved with an organization called Mission 6 here who provides service dogs for disabled veterans. We train service dogs. I have one myself. We're also looking at putting a repeater up out in East Jordan. Now, there is an independent repeater out there that we can get and talk on, but we're also looking at doing that as well. And that was one of the nice things about the KG, you have the capability to put up a real nice repeater system for yourself.
Manager, who trains the service dogs?
Two of our instructors are retired military after 20 plus years of training military dogs in the Army. And two veterinarians, and then, of course, we help train new veterans once we get our dog. We train dogs, and then, of course, a match made in heaven, the dog picks you, and then it's history from there, Roger.
Yeah, in 1973, I started training dogs, sentry dogs, basically is where I started, and not to be confused with a junkyard dog. These are much better trained. And I've got a couple of dogs from the Leader Dog School over in Rochester Hills because they were considered untrainable. It took me less than a month to train both of them.
Do that. In your search engine, put in Mission 6. And they're a nonprofit up here, and unfortunately at the moment, which seems to be the case, we have more veterans than dogs, and of course we travel the country. We get female shepherds mostly, mainly, with great success. But yeah, look up Mission 6 there, and congratulations on your dog work there, really.
I got one here trying to talk to me while I'm on the radio. He doesn't like to have his my attention divided between the radio and him. I don't know if you heard him whimpering.
No, I didn't cue five on the dog whimpering. Yeah, I've got a couple that follow me everywhere I go, and they do enjoy getting out in the shack there in the wintertime, and we'll spend hours out there together. And as my grandmother told me, it's too loud, you're too old, Roger.
Roger. Yeah, this one, he's 12 going on 13. I hate to say it, but I don't know how much longer he's going to last. He's in pretty good shape for his age, but, you know, those are the ones that usually just suddenly in the middle of the night just stop you know, living, and you wake up in the morning and you see them laying there and you think they're asleep and they're not.
Let's not even go there. My first rescue was a lab shepherd mix. He'll be sick on Thanksgiving this November, and he's seen better days, and God willing, the creek don't rise, and he still gets up and around. He's tough getting up and down every once in a while, and yeah, I feel your pain on that one, brother.
This one is an all-black German Shepherd. It's actually called the Black German Shepherd, the breed is. They're not just a German Shepherd that happened to be black. It's part of their DNA.
That my service dog, Justice, is sable from the same bloodline. Typically, we work with nothing but purebreds, which is, of course, understood. And we have several veterinarians that are dedicated to the veterans, which is a good thing, and their dogs, and they care for them. They'll travel throughout Michigan if need be to take care of the dogs, which is a good thing.
I used to have a bodysuit and a sleeve. I still do, actually. At least the sleeve, I know where it's at. It's in a closet, but I'm not sure where I put the bodysuit or if that's at the storage facility or not. But, yeah, I used to be one of those guys that run around with a stick and a bodysuit and make myself dinner for them.
Roger that. I tell you what, I've worked with them in the military for many years, never trained them. They always came to us with the handler and then handed off to the platoon. But I'll tell you what, quite interesting the work that those do, and truly blessed. As you well know, animals are amazing.
Did a couple horse rescues with a lady I knew, and wound up getting a Percheron quarter horse cross given to me because they didn't know what to do with the horse once they rescued it.
As you can imagine, they don't drop horses off. I am out in the country here, and they do tend to drop off their dogs. They don't want to catch them or anything. We have to scoop them up and take them over to rescue. Never horse. I don't think we've run into a loose horse yet, Roger.
Lucky me, I knew someone who had, you know, the paddock and the barn and everything for that kind of stuff, so I kept him for a couple of years. He was getting up there in age, but one morning he just dropped and had a full-blown heart attack. She lived over by Frederick, Michigan, where that bridle trail is.
Exactly what he's talking about. Mission 6 does quite a few things. As you said, the fundraisers around Mission 6. We've worked with the equestrian state forest groups around here. As you well know, we've got more horse trails up there than you can take a stick at, which I think is absolutely wonderful.
You're in a kind of a area where you're not got a lot of signal, just so you know.
That I'm over top of the computer here. I'm transferring pictures from my phone from this morning's excursion out there. Let me get back with you. I'll do it again, and I'll fire up the old base station, the KG. WRCT 544, clear and monitor.
Okay.